Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Holidays are coming up. Parties, meeting families, meeting extended families. You're in a new relationship. This is the year you're going to meet the parents or the, it's really nerve-wracking. It really is.
Isn't that stressful? And I'm introverted. So having to be like in a party where you know one other person is so stressful. Meeting, like Chase, you're newlywed, but when you first met Kelsey, and like meeting her family and stuff, how did that go?
I didn't start out on the right foot. I kind of left Kelsey for a dopey ex of mine, and it kind of set the pace very bad.
And you hadn't met any of her family before that?
No.
So this is the, you're coming back. You guys are reuniting.
Uh-huh.
And then you're meeting the family.
Jeez. That sounds brutal.
So I got Kelsey some flowers and a card on our first date.
Okay.
And I got her mom a card too, said, sorry, I was a pain. I hope you don't hate me.
Aww.
That's how I started.
Did that break the ice? I mean, was that good, or was there a process to go through to where you were totally accepted?
It took me a couple months.
Yeah, you took a while to get in there. Yeah, I can understand after that ordeal.
Look at me now. I tied her down. What?
Joke's on them.
That's right. Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, exactly. I remember going to meet she invited me to meet her parents over Thanksgiving, and I did not do it because I knew how big her family was. They were all in one place. I just couldn't do it. I was polite about it. I wasn't, but anyway, after she brought me this huge plate, you know, afterwards, you know, and stuff. And then I met them sort of gradually rather than it's overwhelming to meet all these people at the same time. Let's do it in stages.
It is. I dated a guy and he had three kids who were in their early to mid teens. And I met them one. I met one first, like the oldest one first, and then I met the rest of them. Like it was an on site location somewhere, like neutral ground. But that was kind of nerve wracking, you know. And then like meeting, going to like family functions. I think it was like Easter or something. I spent with them, and I was like, this is a lot of like.
Yeah, it is.
Just surrounding.
How do you make that impression? How do you make sure you make that good first impression on them? Because especially if you're younger, I think you're overly concerned about it. You know, later you're in your life, you're more comfortable in these situations. But when you're younger, there's a lot of pressure to make that good impression.
And going to like a Christmas party when you're bringing something, you're like, God, I hope people like the food I'm bringing. Or, you know, you just don't want to be too like awkward or standout-ish.
Yeah. So anyway, What about you? I'd like to hear some stories about first impressions and meeting people for the first time, especially meeting blended families. That's got to be difficult, too. Post it up for 680-WOLF. 93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Making that first impression when you're meeting somebody in a situation. Maybe it's a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're meeting the family of your date for the first time.
Do you know, it's got to be weird to meet coworkers if your significant others like come home and like you know a lot about their coworkers because they spend so much time there, you know, that they're complaining about them or just whatever. They're sharing their business and then you bring them to the Christmas party and you're like, I don't like that person, you know?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I've had this situation pop up more than once where you would be in a situation like that and my wife would observe the way other people treated me or talked to me or joked with me or spoke to me. And she would interpret a lot into that.
Yeah.
Well, y'all sure seem tight.
Or grabbed your butt.
You know, you guys sure seem like you're
buddy.
That kind of thing. Yeah, so you're so right on that.
And think about this. If you weren't stressed before, it turns out you have 27 seconds to make a good first impression.
Is that right?
And here's everything that they take into consideration. Smiling, being polite, if you're well-spoken, making eye contact, if you're listening, if you smell nice, how you hold or approach the conversation, your body language, your tone of voice, and what you're dressed, how you're dressed.
I do none of those on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, we dress very casually at work, but I I do.
Hey, this Nike sweatshirt was $45.
You're right. I know.
Shut up, peasant.
She's already at semi-formal.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know, you're right. And let's go back to the smelling right thing, okay? How much is too much? How do you apply your perfume? Or
if I can smell you before or after you leave, it's too much. And I should only smell you when I, like, hug you.
I agree. That's so true.
You apply it to the neck, the wrist.
And then mist.
You walk through it. You do not spray it on your clothes.
Yeah.
Or if you have to, you open your shirt and do one shot down so it gets on your skin.
Pulse points.
Right here. Was it a high five because I was right about something?
She agrees. I think we all agree on that. Yeah, don't overdo the cologne, guys. And, you know, by the same token, don't overdo the perfume either.
Your musk.
Yeah, just take it easy on that stuff, you know? How about you? Tips? Situations you've been in?
Disasters?
Post it up. 680-WOLF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.